Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Klaus. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ted Lepsio. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Budden. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Parnell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mel Parnell. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Batting second. The third baseman, Hector Lopez. Batting third. The left fielder, Gus Zernial. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting sixth. The catcher, Tim Thompson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Cleet Boyer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Gorman. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Tom Gorman. And now, play ball. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Pearsall reaches second base with a double. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus strikes out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pearsall scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Budden scoops it up and throws to first for the out. DeMaestri moves to second. One out. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial takes first base on ball four. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson strikes out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. DeMaestri moves to third. Zernial moves to second. Tim Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson takes first base on ball four. DeMaestri scores. Zernial moves to third. Power moves to second. It's Red Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a pop-up towards short. Budden settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a pop-up towards third. Lopez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Parnell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is called out on strikes. One out. Tom Gorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parnell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-1 in the game. Klaus hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-1 in the game. Lopez hits a line drive towards third. Klaus reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Zerniel hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-1 in the game. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lepsio hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Lepsio reaches second base with a double. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Power takes first base on ball 4. Tim Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a fly ball towards right. Jensen catches it and throws to Lepsio, who relays to Budden, who tags Power for the double play. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-1 in the game. Groth hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Groth reaches second base with a double. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Boyer hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Budden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Budden is 0-for-1 in the game. Budden strikes out. One out. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 0-for-1 in the game. Parnell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Parnell reaches second base with a double. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Parnell moves to third. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Klaus hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Parnell tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Pearsall moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vernon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Tom Gorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorman is 0-for-1 in the game. Gorman strikes out. One out. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-2 in the game. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Lepsio strikes out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Bobby Shantz now pitching. Don Budden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Budden is 0-for-2 in the game. Budden strikes out. Two outs. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Parnell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hirsel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Zernial hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-2 in the game. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Power hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Thompson bunts towards the mound. Parnell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Klaus takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Klaus moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Williams strikes out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power makes the out and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on Power. Klaus scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jensen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Groth hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Boyer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez juggles the ball. That's an error on Lopez. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boyer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 3 in the game. Button hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Parnell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0 for 3 in the game. Lopez hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Zernial hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 3 in the game. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Stevens pinch runs for Ted Williams. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a line drive towards first. Power reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Stevens now playing left field. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Power takes first base on ball 4. Tim Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Groth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Power moves to second. Luskiezas pinch hits for Cleet Boyer. Luskiezas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeezas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio misplays the ball. That's an error on Lepsio. Power moves to third. Groth moves to second. Rance Pless pinch hits for Bobby Shantz. Rance Pless is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pless hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Power scores. Groth scores. Skeezas moves to second. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Ike DeLock now pitching. Eddie Robinson pinch hits for Joe DeMaestri. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0 for 4 in the game. Lopez hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Kansas City Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.